Hi, and welcome to the Homeopathy Health Show here on the UK Health Radio Network. I'm Atik.
And I'm Nyla.
We're both professional registered homeopaths, and between us have over 25 years of professional practice in this field of healing.
The Homeopathy Health Show is the voice of homeopathy on radio and podcasts around the world, promoting and raising awareness of this truly unique system of healing and healthcare, which is suitable for all ages, young and old.
Every week, we invite guests from the world of homeopathy to come and share their experiences, their work, offer insights, and essentially talk all things homeopathy.
Visit www.ukhealthradio.com to listen now. To find out more about us, you can visit us at www.homeopathyinpractice.co.uk. And whilst you are there, do subscribe to our newsletter.
Be inspired.
And join the conversation.
So let's begin today's show here on the UK Health Radio Network, the world's number one talk health radio.
Real feel-good radio.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Homeopathy Health Show here on the UK Health Radio Network. And I'm your co-host, Atik Ahmed Bhatti.
And I'm Nyla Chima. Welcome to our today's episode.
Wonderful indeed. Now, absolutely delighted we are to welcome our returning guest, Dr. Gaurang Gakewood, who many of you will know around the world. He's a highly respected and internationally recognized homeopath based in Mumbai, India. Dr. Gaurang has trained under some of the most renowned names in classical homeopathy. He has a very deep commitment to the practice and teaching of classical homeopathy and has treated patients from around the world, specializing in complex and chronic conditions. Believe it or not, very, very interesting fact here, he is known for his dynamic case-taking, knowledge of the materia medica, and practical integration of various homeopathic approaches. Dr. Gaurang is also a respected teacher and an author, and is also widely appreciated for his clarity and clinical relevance. And it's so, so exciting. It's just a brilliant time to welcome back Dr. Gaurang. He has been on Homeopathic Voices, which was a sister series to the Homeopathy Health Show, as you may know, on Instagram. And he's been on the Homeopathy Health Show itself, but it's been way too long. So from myself and Nyla, welcome to the Homeopathy Health Show with open arms.
Thank you, Atikji, and thank you, Nyla. Happy to see and happy to be here with both of you.
I have to add, I'm extremely delighted to welcome you because I've been studying with you for past many months and years, I would say, from the East Meets West conference that we studied together. And it has been a pleasure to study with you, and I've learned a lot. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. And it's a pleasure to study with all of you, so I get to learn from all of you as well.
You know, it's what's been really, really interesting is that since you were last on the show, it's so beautiful to see the exponential increase of what you're doing. You're traveling around the world now, teaching the webinars that you're doing. Very, very interesting, meticulously laid out, very well presented indeed. So congratulations on that, actually, because it's been like, wow, it's been a bit of a whirlwind, hasn't it, over the last several years?
Yeah. Last 5 years have been very special in my life, actually. It's like, it's very special. Last 5 years. After COVID, I think there has been a change in world order. And I think especially change for me personally also, because I was one of the very few lucky ones. During COVID, I got an opportunity to treat a lot of COVID patients in India and in Brazil. And I got a lot of opportunity to treat very complex cases, sometimes even in the hospital. So that gave me a lot of confidence treating very complicated cases with homeopathy. Gave me a lot of confidence. And after that, I never looked back.
Yeah, it's, we have to reciprocate. It's been a very interesting few years post-COVID. A lot of things have happened. And especially, I find it over the last certainly year and a half, things have changed, you know, and people are also changing, or they have changed, especially after the pandemic, and being empowered, wanting to be empowered, wanting to study, wanting to research, wanting to have that own knowledge. And social media, I have to say, you know, there's always a lot about the negative aspects of social media, but hey, everything in moderation, okay, we know, but my God, social media is absolutely phenomenal at the moment for knowledge and information, even AI. And these are so good and tools. And I know so many of my patients, for example, are looking to that and they're learning, not learning so they can teach, but learning so they understand what's wrong with them, what's going on. And then they'll come and consult. And it's nice for them to also appreciate what's going on with their body. This need, this want to understand, well, why am I sick? And this is the beauty of homeopathy because it says, well, let me talk to you, however long it may be. And then maybe we can work together and let me take you on this journey of what happened, why it happened on this timeline, which were the main keynotes of that timeline. And let's fix you step by step. It's wonderful, isn't it? It's so beautiful, that process.
I believe that this is a very critical time for us in homeopathic profession. Just before the our discussion, we were just discussing that how this is a very crucial time and very beautiful time also because it's a time when classical homeopathy, which all of us have been studying, our foundations are very, very strong now, and a lot of contemporary ideas are coming up in the last few years. And that's what is a very special time today because we already know classical homeopathy. We know Organon, Materia Medica repertory well. And now with this contemporary ideas coming together, it gives us more opportunity to help people. And that's why it's a very special time because homeopaths never before than now had access to such kind of knowledge, skill set. You can see learning can be now done anywhere. I remember 20 years back. I mean, I'm not going to glorify it, but I really had to. It was very difficult to learn. I had to sleep on streets, go to different cities, stay in railway stations, and was a struggle. I was shooed away from many places. Not many teachers wanted to teach. Some of them, of course, were willing to teach, but would often ask, "Why do I teach you?" And that's one of the reasons why actually, Naila, I wanted to start this lecture series. So that anyone who really wants to learn, no, there shouldn't be anyone in this on this planet in homeopathy. If they want to learn, they should never feel, okay, I have no opportunity because there is an opportunity now. At least I will try to give in my own limited way. That's why we started this course, which is of course open for everyone to join. And also I make sure that I put up videos on YouTube which are free, I have more than 900 videos that I put on YouTube in the last 15 years, which are free. They are longish videos. I have put the entire Boric Materia Medica recorded in my voice, which is available on YouTube. It is available in Spotify. I mean, that's one of the things I wanted to do. That maybe somewhere there, a 20-year-old young Gaurang wants to study. He doesn't have to go through the same thing that I actually had to go through. So that is one of my calling actually. Unknowingly, that's what I did.
Isn't it interesting that whoever we talk to as a homeopath, they all have this feeling of giving back, this feeling of giving to the community, giving to the humanity, giving to the universe. They're all there because they had this calling to help, calling to just the struggles, the hurdles they have faced. They just don't want anyone else to face them. And just like picking up the stones when you're walking through a path, or maybe someone will trip over the stone. You just move it aside, and then the path is cleared. No one knows that who cleared the path, but you know inside you that you have done something for them. You have done something for what you have gained from. So such a I'm always fascinated. Whoever I meet, they all are working actually in the same direction. They're trying to weave the same kind of necklace, I call it, a beaded necklace. They're trying to make a necklace with small beads, but in their own beautiful way.
Yeah. Finally, we are all in healing profession. No? We are all healers, as homeopaths, as everything that we are doing. Of course, there's a lot of art and science here, but finally, it's healing.
And how beautiful that is, isn't it? Hey, we must talk about the course that you did in summer 2025, and that was Myisms. No, sorry, I had to laugh. I saw that. It's non-time sensitive, so I had to say that. This is an edit. We're going to talk about the current course, which is
Yeah, so
going on.
anyone listening back after 2 years, they know
So when
that
they
we've done
listen
it in
back,
summer 2025.
doctors have just made
I
that
didn't
look. Is
understand
that
what he's saying. I was just looking at him, so I didn't say a word. I didn't understand.
good? So, hold on. Dr. Garang, now in summer 2025, you did a beautiful series of webinars on miasms, nosodes, sarcodes, and fungi. And personally, having attended that, Nyla attended as well, very interesting indeed because of the thread that was woven in. And before the show, we were talking about endocrinology and how hormones or the imbalance of hormones is playing havoc on people's health nowadays, and that's for a variety of reasons: chemicals, pesticides, environmental pollution, stress, the dysfunction of the adrenal glands themselves, which obviously then have such a serious repercussion later on. Cortisol levels always up, 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 you know. And you mentioned, I remember you mentioned at that time specific remedies, including thyroidinum, but it's interesting, isn't it, where we are at this moment in time with the synthesis of the world, if I may coin that term, as far as taking medicine, which is synthetically derived. And then you've got the beautiful nature of homeopathy, which says, well, hang on a minute, let's do the natural way because that will balance you. And there's no need to artificially suppress or artificially create a response. Why don't we just do it naturally? It's like almost like saying, force me to hold your hand, or no, I actually want to hold your hand.
So yeah, what basically happened was I was just studying in the last 4 5 years all my cases, some of them which have done well, some of them of course which have not done well also, and looking at all the prescriptions, and I realized that the commonest remedies which we used were especially in complex blocked cases were nosodes, very often sarcodes, very often anti-miasmatic remedies, very often fungi remedies, and very often Atikji also imponderables. So then I thought about this. In every year we come up with one 6 month like a 30-hour course, and when I was discussing with my team, and we had done a course a few months back on musculoskeletal disorders. I don't know, Naila, if you were part of that, you were
I
so.
was.
Yes, so we towards the end of it, I was talking to my team and colleagues, you know, that what do you think we should do next? And this was the spontaneous kind of a response that this is something, you know, intercurrent remedies, you know, what to do in blocked cases. We should share this, what we do to our colleagues, and this should be part of our course. And that's where this course has just started, actually, Atikji. This has started last Friday officially. And this will go on till I think September.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
If optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list, then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one super supplement brand, help you achieve that in the most convenient and comprehensive way possible. Clean, premium ingredients scientifically formulated to work in synergy to support immunity, energy, joints, heart health, sleep, emotional balance, and more. Benefit from the power, purity, and positivity of our award-winning powder sachets or our therapeutic capsule range. Use code RADIO15 at reviveactive.com and save 15% off today. Super supplements for a super you.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the the station that makes you feel good.
Wonderful.
And then whoever has not registered and is listening, they can always go back and watch all the videos. It's all recorded and they get access to the courses. Am I right?
And I'm very excited about it because, of course, the course and everything is okay. But I'm excited because I'm getting an opportunity to go back and study all the failed and successful cases of that remedy. And then understand myself, you know, what is the pattern? Like how we discussed on yesterday about adrenal gland and the three important remedies, you know, adrenal cortex, adrenaline, cortisone. And then I studied, you know, which cases cortisone was more useful in cases who had hormonal issues like polycystic ovarian disease or in especially more in obese men and women. Adrenaline was more important in patients who had a lot of kind of theme of thrill and adventure and had a lot of hypertension and congestion of the thoracic area. And of course, adrenal cortex, I told you when cortisone failed, I use adrenal cortex. And adrenal cortex also I used a lot in cases where patients have taken a lot of steroids. And there is a steroid-induced pathology like steroid-induced osteopathy or steroid-induced fractures and things like that. So many of these things now I'm working on for the next Friday. Next Friday, I'm going to talk about sex hormones, hormones of like estrogen, progesterone, oophorinum, folliculinum, of course, testes. We discussed little testes last Friday and how to use them in clinical practice, you know, and very, very fascinating. So I've put together about 70 cases of folliculinum that I have given in the last 5 years and what I've learned from those 70 cases. So it's very exciting for me personally. You can see from my voice and the way I'm saying that it's very, very exciting and just the joy to study them and share with you and also learn from you. Because when I share towards the end, you know, I get emails from all the colleagues and they share, you know, I saw this doctor, you know, this is my experience also. And it's quite amazing. Some people share some amazing experiences and I get to learn a lot. So it's a joyful moment, actually.
It is indeed. And you spoke about the remedy adrenalinum. And it's interesting, isn't it? That thrill, because I remember in this webinar, we were talking about that need for thrill. You know, the bungee jump.
Yes.
Example, you know, that need for speed, that need to jump off places and just get that temporary fix. Almost, you could say, just temporary euphoria. You know, that want and desire of, isn't it? It's quite interesting how these remedies come to life and how you could have a thyroid dysfunction and all of a sudden you have these telltale signs, don't you? And these pictures and it's like, well, I wasn't never like this. Why am I doing it now?
Exactly. Because, you know, I'm going to very quickly, if you get me an opportunity to show you the presentation, I'll try to quickly, for some colleagues who are joining here, just quickly tell you what are these remedies, you know, sarcodes, because it would be nice for them to get a little background about this.
Once you're in the meanwhile, when you're pulling it up, I would like to add something about adrenaline. When I was studying the sarcodes and I was studying adrenaline, I also thought about patients who are anxious, they cannot sleep. And they have these ears. They feel like, oh, my ears are burning. And they're in this fight and flight response. And they're like moving around. The Rustox-like state. And sometimes just for 3-4 nights, if we give them adrenaline, the hormone gets balanced. And then the remedies that we are actually giving them start working as well. They get out of this high adrenaline state.
Yes.
This is
exactly what I do actually. You actually told my entire approach in like 30 seconds. So what I often do is that, like I showed yesterday a case where a girl had a lot of fright. There was a situation, a lot of fright. And after that, she developed a lot of urine issues and she was frizzled up, you know, totally trembling and all that. And she had taken all the remedies. She had met some very well-known homeopaths in Mumbai. And of course, they must have given belladonna, opium, all that things. And If they have come to meet me after meeting five homeopaths, I know I can't give Belladonna and opium. So when I studied, I found that this fright was the main thing. And when I studied fright, and I studied the main kind of hormone and enzyme that is secreted when there is a lot of fear is, of course, the adrenal gland is kind of stimulated. The cortisone, the adrenaline, all this is stimulated. That's what I gave. I gave this child cortisone. Cortisone is the kind of entire kind of element that is involved in flight and fright reaction. So, and the child has done so well with cortisone 30. Now, this is not given in the repertory. You know, Atik ji, my first love is repertory. I think we discussed this last couple of years back. I absolutely eat, drink, sleep repertory and materia medica. In fact, my first teacher, you already invited him, thankfully, to your discussion, Dr. Vijay Vaishnav. He was the person who taught me materia medica, and you met him, so you must have realized how much he must have ingrained the Borick and Allens and Clark and Nash and
Brilliant.
Morninghouse and Pulford. He must have pushed it in me as a young boy, and so that's what I knew. You know, repertory is something. If you tell me the third page, you tell me Borick, which side, which page, which line, I will tell you. But now this is the fascinating part: these sarcodes, many of these bowel nosodes, many of the rarer nosodes have not been added in the repertory at all. What to do? And that's what gave me a lot of kind of confidence and a lot of stimulation to study it. And that's what I'm trying to create. I'm trying to create a repertory of sarcodes, lesser known sarcodes, like what we discussed just here with the presentation. I'll quickly tell you. So sarcodes, of course, are remedies prepared from healthy living tissues. But when you study them, you will realize that there are three types of sarcodes. One are sarcodes, and I've written here enzymes, hormones, and organs. So there are certain hormones like a testosterone is a hormone, histamine, estrogen, dopamine, pepsinum, progesterone. These are all hormones. While there are organs also, and organs remedies prepared from organs like pituitary gland. It's prepared from the human pituitary gland. Oophorinum is prepared from the human ovarian extract. Interestingly, we discussed this. Thyroid is prepared from the thyroid of the sheep. Pancreatinum, again, from the pancreas of the sheep or the pig. Pepsinum, also from the layers of the stomach of the sheep or the pig. Interesting to know the sources. So, all these remedies are remedies of today's times. All these remedies that we speak about are remedies of today's times. They can be used in two main parts. One part is they can be used as intercurrent remedies, you know, like how we discussed, how Naila just spoke. You can just give adrenaline, calm the nervous system down, and then later on give the deeper remedy. I do this in many cases also. And there are some cases where this approach is needed. For example, there was this particular case. I'm just going to very quickly tell you. This was a case of okay, so many cases that I, yeah. So this was a very interesting case of chronic fatigue, burnout. Okay, and 44-year-old lady, a very interesting case. I studied her case. She had chronic fatigue, whole muscles burning, and she had taken all remedies that you can possibly can. I'm going to summarize the case because this case was not actually part of our discussion. Okay, and when I studied this more, this fatigue, this tiredness, I also tried to study a little bit about her as a person. And she says that I feel totally burnt out. I feel very, very drained. I feel I want to be independent, and I feel that I was never independent. Tell a little bit more. The one thing I crave about is comfort. I just want to feel that comfort, that security, that calmness is what I really want. But entire life, I have been just trying to please people and try to bring people together, be with my family, be with my husband. But I have never got that security. So it's like a struggle to get that security. Now, you can put her anywhere, okay? You can go and think, okay, security could be a carbon remedy, could be a calcarea carb. You can put her in mammal. Oh, you know, wanting to please people could be a lac remedy. But I actually, that's not what I did. When I studied her case, I, of course, found her main pattern to be of carbon state. And for me, it was a lot of struggle and then burnout and tiredness. But the main thing was muscular exhaustion was excessive. And that's why the remedy I gave her was very interesting, actually. I gave her a remedy, sarcolactic acid. This is a very interesting remedy. It's a acid. Of course, we know the theme of the acid where there's a lot of struggle and then tiredness. Sarcolactic acid, this is the kind of chemistry of it. You can see, and you can already see the carbon element here. And when you read sarcolactic acid a little bit more, you see that it is prepared from, I'm just reading here, sarcolactic acid is apparently formed in muscle tissue during the stage of muscle exhaustion. Very interestingly, a lot of provings of this was done by W.G. Griggs, okay, or close to about, I think, close to 90 years back. And it's very, very important in extreme prostration. Now it's written, sarcolactic acid corresponds to intramuscular lactic acid following prolonged exercise and causes fatigue. This chronic fatigue, when posed to advanced state, results in almost paralyzing weakness with prostration and spinal neurasthenia, with muscular weakness, with lot of dyspnea, with myocardial weakness, so crampy, so you can see muscular cramping. So this was like a pathological simulimum for me, a sarcolactic acid. This is all written in Boric Materia Medica. So it's written more than 100 years back. This is totally classical, conventional homeopathy. That's what I gave. I gave her sarcolactic acid. She did very well, actually. She did very well for a few months, 6 months, 8 months. Then again, she was in a lot of stress. And what was her symptom? Was a lot of acid reflux. Now, suddenly she started developing a lot of burnout causing acid reflux. And I, of course, repeated sarcolactic acid. I think I gave her 30 or 200. But it didn't help. So now it needed an intercurrent remedy. And that's when I gave her the intercurrent remedy I gave her was pepsinum. Here, I gave him pepsinum 30, two times a day for 2 days. And after that, after 2 weeks, she got sarcolactic acid again. And that really fixed her case. So this is also approach. This is also very, very important. This kind of intercurrent remedies that you know, we are using is really helping so many, many patients. This is another case. This is a case of a non-healing ulcer after road traffic accident. This is a 57-year-old man. I saw around 2.5 years back, I saw this particular gentleman in Brazil. Okay. And what I remember about this case, I'll just tell you, is that he has taken more than 50 remedies in the past. Okay. He has made every homeopath you can in South America. So, and his feet are in a very bad shape. You can see the pus. So I took his case. I started asking him questions. I asked him only one question. Tell me about the problems. And Atik ji, you can't believe this. I asked him this question. And for the next 2 hours, I didn't get an opportunity to ask another question. He just told me the whole world. He started talking, oh, you don't know me, doctor. You know about me. You know, I have a girlfriend in every city in Brazil. I have about 20 different types of alcohol in every room in my house. And he just kept talking about alcohol, women, and sex. And that's all. Just it was for me a classic case of course, Lachesis, typically. The typical symptom of loquacity changing topics. Our participants already know, and so many other rubrics. But because he had taken 50 remedies, I knew that Lachesis will not help. This is the important part here. In today's times, well-indicated remedies may not help in complex cases because the cases are blocked. Because of what? Well, because of a lot of allopathic medicines taken in the past, a lot of vaccinations, a lot of impure weather, a lot of food which is very impure, that makes our system block. The immune system is blocked. So that's why I had to give an intercurrent remedy to remove this block. And this is an approach I do very often. I prescribe a remedy which could be a nozote or a sarco, wait for some time, and followed by the deeper indicated remedy. So in this case, what I gave was staphylococcinum. I gave staphylococcinum 200. two times a day for 3 days, wait for 2 days, and followed it with Lachesis 200. That's all I gave. And very gradually, you could see that his skin started healing. Every week, the granulation tissue started coming up. And in a month, there was such a remarkable change. You can see this with staphylococcinum and Lachesis. You can see in a month's time, his skin had totally healed. This guy was bedridden, couldn't move. And the entire family was so grateful. So now what is interesting is this kind of approach, that in many cases, you may need a sarcode, like we discussed, or a nosure or a bowel nosure to open the case. And they might be deeper remedies also in most cases. So this is what I'm doing. And this is what is the exciting part for me to share.
No, it's thank you. It's very, very exciting indeed. And it's also interesting to note that, in fact, we recently did, on our platform, Homeopathy in Practice, we were talking about, during one of the in-clinic sessions, about prescribing protocols and if there was such a thing, but intercurrent remedies, but also the physicals. Sometimes that physical layer needs to be addressed immediately before one can go in deeper, because it doesn't always work, as in, no, it has to be this remedy. Sometimes, Dr. Sub, the presenting pathology is so much, the physical symptoms are so paramount or profound that you think, well, it's not going to be, it's going to actually create a problem if you go in to the top of that triangle. You need to sweep away and then move to the middle layer and then see and then jump. It's so important, isn't it, when we analyze cases?
You have said so well, Atikji, and this is also one of the topics that is very, very close to my heart, is that about 70% of difficult cases, I'm not talking about, Atikji, we are not talking about simple cases where you just give one dose, and we all have those cases where the remedy is so well indicated and you give one dose and you know, wow, we all have this. We are not talking about that. We all know this very well. We are talking about so much more tough cases, so much more autoimmune cases, so much more palliative care cases where it's so complex. Many remedies are taken. The patient is on steroids, is on immunosuppressants, etc., etc. Here you may have to treat layer by layer. You may have to give a remedy for this state, then wait for the group of symptoms to develop next, and then next, and then next. Grimmer has written very nicely about this. Many of the older homeopaths, you come from the land of Master Burnett. My absolute favorite homeopath, you already know. So this guy was a master in it. He was a master in treating layer by layer. And one day, one gentleman asked him, asked Burnett that, if you give so many remedies at different points, how do you know which helped? And Master Burnett beautifully said this, this gentleman asked him in a seminar or in a meeting, and he just said that you came from the ground floor to this floor, let's say the 10th floor, how do you know which actual kind of step made you reach the 10th floor? How do you know? Each one of them helped at different point to go to the next level. And this is what he used to call the ladder of remedies. So this is also the other thing that I'm very fascinated by, because this is practical stuff, Naila knows this, because many of my cases, I show this. I show cases with 1-2 years of follow-up, and I show that I've given this, and then after a few months, this symptoms came, I've given this, and then this. This is what's happening in reality.
I have to say, I can second this, because I have seen in my practice, 1.5-2 years of the type of homeopath you are is dependent on the patients that walk into your door. I am sometimes thinking, why are patients coming to me who have seen 3 or 4 homeopaths? I am just starting my practice, but they have helped me mature. And I've seen myself in some of the cases, I've given the remedy, indicated remedy, and it's not working. And I went in with streptococcinum. Wonderful. I didn't have to repeat any remedy afterwards, because still the remedy that was given was acting. It just started working after giving that nosode. It is a time where all these nosodes, we are living in a state of a nosode. We're living in a state of a sarcode. We have a job that needs doing. We have, what are the sarcodes and nosodes doing? This is the key theme in them. You have a job to do. Get on with it. You have a job to do. Get on with it. Every one of us is waking up in the morning. I have these jobs. I have to tick mark this and this and this by the end of the night. So we are living in the state of a sarcoidosis type of a society. So these are the remedies of the modern time. We need them. Before, without them, I think at this time we cannot have a healthy practice, healing practice.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
If you see the letters AIDA, do you immediately think of the opera by Verdi? AIDA is also an advertising acronym for those iconic Mad Men days. A is for attention, I is for interest, D is for desire, A is for action. This process is a timeless truism for making a sale. Fortunately, if your product or service is health-related, we can offer you guaranteed access to a global audience with a high interest in health, healthy lifestyle and contemporary well-being. UKHealthRadio.com has a regular monthly audience of around 1.5 million health-conscious people. And Health Triangle, its award-winning monthly magazine, has around 20,000 paying subscribers. Find out more about both at UKHealthRadio.com. Let's all put health first.
Hey, are you tired of the irritation you get down there from pads and other bladder weakness products? Tena Sensitive Care Pads are the first ever bladder weakness pads enriched with a skin comfort formula. The skin-friendly layer in combination with the soft, 100% breathable materials helps protect intimate skin from irritation. And as always, you have triple protection from leaks, odor, and moisture. Gynecologist tested and dermatologically approved by the Skin Health Alliance. Look for Tena Sensitive Care Pads with the Skin Comfort Formula online and in stores now.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
I often say this, Atikji, that I cannot imagine my homeopathic practice or me seeing patients without no knowledge of nosode, sarcode, bowel nosodes, and intercurrent. I cannot imagine. I am just wonder what would I would have done. You know, I mean, I sometimes get scared. What would I do? Today, I saw this patient and clinic, and this patient had taken a lot of remedies, in the past, and now she has very, very bad acid reflux, and all her life, she has felt like a victim. And she has a very bad acid reflux. She has a lot of diarrhea. She has, I think, diabetes, some symptoms. And no other clear symptoms other than the feeling of being victim. I gave her pancreatinum, pancreatinum 30. Pancreatinum is a remedy that is extremely, pancreatinum, interestingly, is prepared from the sheep. The pancreas of the sheep and the in some cases, pancreas of the cow. So it has this lac pattern and also very, very important for acid reflux and also very, very important for diabetes because, of course, diabetes, insulin comes from pancreas. And finally, Blackwood and Boric has beautifully written about it. Clark has beautifully written. It's just man, I was just thinking, I don't know what I would have done if I didn't know that these remedies existed. And that's why I feel through your platform, some people who might be listening is that definitely these remedies are remedies of today's. Sarcode, nosode, bowel nosode. This generation is for these remedies, I believe.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I couldn't agree with you more. Right, Naila? It's that time, isn't it? We're at that time where it's not just, you know, we've heard so many times, haven't we? I'm going off on a tangent here, but it's like you always feel safe if you've got your pliers, your wire trimmer, your hammer, and your nails, and that's your little toolbox, and you're safe, and you think, yeah, I can do most jobs. It's not about most jobs. The human beings from 200 years before to where we are now in the 21st century, which is totally, absolutely connected, you know, even if you don't want to be connected, you're connected, right? You just can't, it just, there's no way you can live off the grid unless you really, I mean, it'll take a year just to be off the grid because you have to get rid of so much, right? So this connected culture that we're in and this whole thing about who we are and what we've become because of the situations around us and everything, the hammer and nail is not going to do it. It's not you need everything else in that toolbox. You need to be very aware. You need to have a have almost like a radar going across, you know, looking at the toolbox. It's not this, it's not this. It needs this, this, and this. And then make it together, you know. It's so, so important, isn't it, to think outside the boxes. I went off on a very, ladies and gentlemen, I went off on a very nice tangent, I have to say. I'm very pleased with myself there.
No,
but coming back.
Actually, this is very, very important what you said. And that's why I believe that, you know, this is what I believe is the approach that we all need in today's times. And I like to kind of coin this as multidimensional approach. I believe that we need to come out of our schools and our thoughts and we belonging to one particular school of homeopathy, et cetera, et cetera. No, I think everything is together and we need to actually learn from everyone. Whoever comes, I'm actually very, very keen to learn from them and how do I use it in my practice, in my own way. You know, it will be very different. What I talk about, Naila would be using it in a very different way, but very interesting way, in her own way and helping her patients. And it should be very interesting for me to learn from her as well and similarly from you as well. So I think this multidimensional approach of using so many different approaches, methodologies for that particular patient is what is, I think, so very special.
Yeah, absolutely.
We are working for our patients. So let's work in the way that is going to help them. We are not talking about the cases. There are so many cases. One remedy works brilliantly, amazingly, and does what it needs to do. But then there are so many other cases, again, what you mentioned, they come with deeper pathologies. They have using so many other medicines that are blocking. And then we need to remove those blocks layer by layer to actually see where they are. Like it's like in a mathematic way, it's moving back to your Sora to actually see which remedy is there. Is it actually the calcarea carb that's behind all those layers? Is it actually a pulsatilla or it's a lycopodium? What remedy is behind all these layers? That's what we need to unearth.
Yeah, so beautifully said. Actually, I have an analogy, okay? So here we go. So if we're looking at classical homeopathy and we're looking at, let's say, single remedy approach, okay? Generally, it isn't always single. There's some supportive remedies always alongside. We have a nice rug on a carpet or on a wooden floor, let's say. Okay, so picture that, everybody. And we will vacuum the carpet on the top. But before we do that, we'll go deep. We'll pick the carpet up. Or the rug, should I say, will get rid of all the debris underneath. Yeah, we're going in single remedy, or we're going in, this is the mental emotional sada covered. But here we're talking about, well, hang on a minute, before we go under the rug, let's get rid of all the physical debris that we can actually see right now, because that may create a problem. And that's so, so important. I'm just going back to this, the presenting complaint, because sometimes it's easy, isn't it, Dr. Gorang, to jump forward and say, no, it has to be this way or the highway, and it has to be the mental emotions. Well, no, it does not. It doesn't have to be. You have to be creative. Homeopathy is progressive. Homeopathy is moving us forward as practitioners. It's opening up our minds, isn't it, and our comprehension of the remedies. And you've mentioned thyroid nerve, you mentioned adrenaline, you mentioned cortisone, and you mentioned some of the other remedies just now about where they're derived from. And how important it is to be multidimensional, I suppose, for want of a better word, you know, to think outside the box and be free from the chains, right? Just be free. Homeopathy is malleable, isn't it? It molds to the patient.
And the most important thing, Atikji, what I also realized, and I'm still learning, is that every case is so different. Every case is so different that what we did in last case is so different to the next one. And that's what makes, of course, our life and our way of looking at life also so beautiful and so interesting. But that's also a big humbling factor that, you know, sometimes you might treat a very complex case and the next case of sneezing, you may be struggling for 5 years. So this is also very, very interesting. And we have to, you know, it's a big humbling factor. You know, I this happens to me very often, you know. A lot of my colleagues who work with me, you know, they might be seeing a case doing very well and wow, this is done really well. It's really well. And the next case, exactly the next case that we discussed, it's a case of just a little bit of a sneeze that she has, and this is for last 2 years. Doctor, since 2 years I'm taking, there is no change. Oh, we've not been able to crack that case. Okay, let's study again.
Yeah,
that's what it is, you know. We have to start from zero.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because we were offline, myself and Naila were talking about snake remedies just a couple of days back, and the differences just between those and how just the slightest change can make such a profound difference to a patient by choosing just the right type of snake, right? Because it fits. But that needs a lot of work. That's not just a, it's got to be that one then. It's interesting. That process itself is quite interesting, isn't it? Weaving it into the patient themselves.
Every snake remedy is so interesting. And of course, you can differentiate it with families and all. But also, each of these snake remedies, there is a lot of provings done. So, elapse is very different, you know. Elapse, for example, very, very typically, elapse patients, they are very good for the rains. I don't know in UK how it is. In the ENT, elapse is known as an ENT remedy, ear, nose, throat remedy. So, patients who get a lot of throat infection, nose infection, ear infection in rains, they are very scared of rains, elapse are. And the crust become very, very thick in the neck, in the nose, elapse. And the discharge later on become blackish. This is typical for elapse. And if you add on that, especially very, very typically, dreams of falling from a high place, going into an abyss, that is elapse for you. So every snake, you know, is very different. Bungaris is totally a different remedy. Bungaris is very good for poliomyelitis, for example. So if you see a neurological case with muscular dystrophy, with neuropathies, think about Bungaris. Senkris is totally different. Senkris contortix is a remedy where this woman may constantly get dreams of, I'm going to get molested. I get constant dreams, doctor, I'm going to get molested. And in the night, I'm sleeping and I'm choking. I can't breathe. I feel someone is going to come and kill me. I think Senkris contortix.
It's been a fascinating, fascinating discussion. And it's just such a pleasure, Dr. Goreng, to have you on. It's just so nice. And you can feel the energy, right? You can feel the energy.
Yes. You know, I can feel our energy. It's a very positive and a healing energy.
It's beautiful. And we really look forward to it. We're at the end of this episode of the Homeopathy Health Show, but we very much look forward to seeing you, you know, in person. And I think it's going to be absolutely brilliant, because I can imagine us sitting on, because I do love the places you go, and I do love the pictures you post on Instagram. Very, very interesting.
Come to Marseille. In September, I will be in Marseille. You're welcome, in France.
It would be nice to just sit on a terrace, right, at a bistro, and just have some tea or coffee or whatever it is, or even some nice ice cream, actually, and just talk homeopathy, hey? And watch the world go by.
Yeah,
definitely. Love discussing about homeopathy. It was a pleasure to have you here as a teacher and now as a guest. Always wonderful to study homeopathy, learn homeopathy, talk homeopathy. We live homeopathy.
Thank you so very much indeed. It's been an absolute pleasure. I do hope you've enjoyed this week's episode of the Homeopathy Health Show. Tune in every week for inspiring conversations, bringing you all things health and well-being to your radio and podcast apps.
The more exposure the Homeopathy Health Show receives, the better for homeopathy around the world.
And please do support the show by clicking follow on our socials.
You can find us at www.homeopathyinpractice.co.uk and on Facebook and Instagram at Homeopathy in Practice. Do give us a follow on there. Let's promote the voice of homeopathy around the world together. Until next time, stay safe and take care.